Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Senate Republicans have blocked action on federal voting rights legislation. It's the third time this year they've filibustered it. NPR's Juana Summers reports Democrats say they need the bill to offset new voting restrictions passed in states led by Republicans.
Senate Republicans have blocked debate on a voting rights bill that the White House has described as a must-pass priority. Among other things, it would establish Election Day as a national holiday and set national minimum standards for early voting and vote by mail. It also includes standards for states that require voter ID. 60 votes are needed to break a filibuster. In the closely divided Senate, that means 10 Republicans would have needed to join Democrats. But Republicans, including Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, have said the effort is a political power grab by Democrats and an attempted federal government takeover of elections. Juana Summers, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Food and Drug Administration has authorized booster shots of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines. NPR's Rob Stein has the story.
The FDA authorized a half dose of the Moderna vaccine as a booster for the same people who are already eligible for Pfizer boosters, those ages 65 and older, and those ages 18 to 64 who have health problems, risky jobs, or risky living situations who got their first shots at least 6 months ago. The FDA authorized Johnson & Johnson boosters for those ages 18 and older who got what was supposed to be a one-shot vaccine at least 2 months ago. The FDA also gave the green light to mixing vaccines as boosters. People who got the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines could use either one as their booster, and people who originally got the J&J can go for a Pfizer or Moderna this time. Research indicates that would boost their immunity better. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The United States and some European nations are strongly criticizing North Korea over its latest missile test launch this week. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says North Korea is breaking United Nations resolutions.
Since the beginning of September, the DPRK has launched multiple ballistic missiles, one of which the DPRK claimed included a new hypersonic glide vehicle capability. These are unlawful activities. They are in violation of multiple Security Council resolutions, and they are unacceptable.
North Korea harshly criticized the U.S. in its turn, saying it is rightfully exercising its right to self-defense and that the missile did not target the United States. Separately, South Korea launched a rocket into space today. South Korea is trying to establish a program to put satellites into orbit that would include surveillance satellites. This could allow South Korea to better spy on North Korea's activities. This is NPR. The full House is set to vote today on a criminal contempt referral against former Trump strategist Steve Bannon. He has refused to cooperate with the House Select Committee investigating the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, even though he was subpoenaed. The House is expected to approve the referral. The matter would then go to federal prosecutors for possible criminal action against Bannon. The celebrated illustrator Jerry Pinkney has died. He left his mark on more than 100 books, mostly for children and young adults. Pinkney, a pioneer in his field, was one of the first African Americans to win the Caldecott Medal. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
When Jerry Pinkney was a little kid in Philadelphia, he shined shoes in order to buy art supplies. As he told member station WHYY in 2016,
I love to draw as far back as I can remember.
Pinkney shared that love with generations of children, starting in 1964 with a book of West African folktales called The Adventures of Spider. He won the Caldecott in 2010 for the picture book The Lion and the Mouse. For nearly five decades, he illustrated books and novels that often reflected aspects of being Black in America, sometimes collaborating with his wife, children's book author Gloria Jean Pinkney. Jerry Pinkney died of a heart attack Wednesday. He was 81 years old. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
President Biden will participate in the 10th anniversary celebration of the dedication of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. today. He'll be joined by Vice President Harris. President Biden will later participate in a town hall meeting in Baltimore, which is presented by CNN. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.